Hello there, people who listen to my audio boo. I'm here in Crete with Miles Crawford. Hello, Miles.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, not too bad.
Do you know what? I'm really enjoying this. I can't believe the weather. It's so hot.
It's nice, isn't it?
It really is hot, yeah.
It's nice. It makes a change. The last two times I've been over here, it's been really, really horrible weather. But no, it's lovely. It's lovely over here. It's a massive hotel.
Yeah, big hotel.
We're working over here in Crete. I mean, next week we go to Egypt and do the Sensitori gigs over there. But you're loving it at the moment, are you?
Do you know what? I'm really enjoying it. What's nice is we're performing in different environments to where we're used to performing, because we're, you know, usually doing the comedy clubs, venues. And, you know, the pubs and clubs and things like that. So it's nice actually being on a holiday resort, performing for the punters that are here.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's nice as well, because it's a late show. It's 11 o'clock till 12 o'clock. You do half hour, I do half hour, and anything goes.
Yeah.
Really, really nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
And like I say, next week we're going to Egypt. That's the first week in Egypt that they're doing. Mm. And obviously you get the best acts in on the first week.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. I think they just get the acts that they know can handle the gig.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows what the gig's going to be like on the first night, do they?
No, no.
You know, and so you...
No, and experience counts for a lot of stuff. Are you just saying to me just now... that you've been doing it 27 years now.
27 years.
I can't believe that.
19 what? I started.
See, you said, I started at 18.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. How old are you now? Come on.
Just working out.
I can't.
You didn't pass in maths,
can't.
Did you?
I didn't do anything in maths. I did magic in maths, would you believe?
Did you?
Because our teacher was a guy called Mr. Pennyfold. He came out, he says, hi, I'm Mr. Pennyfold, but you can call me Bob. You know, right. He's one of those teachers,
yeah, yeah.
Right? And he was great. He used to say, if you knuckle down and do your maths in the first half hour of the lesson, I'll show you a load of magic tricks in the second half. So we would knuckle down and do all our maths and everything. And
how old were you then? How old were you then?
Oh, well, I was at school. Just
15. Did you have a pocket of toffees? No,
you wouldn't have tried it. You wouldn't have tried any of that with
15,
me. No,
yeah,
I wasn't.
Right.
I was not attractive. I mean, that led actually to me starting off as a magician. Did you start as a comic, or did you start as a magician, or what did you do?
I started as a props comedian.
Right.
I was doing the streets and stuff like that, you know, going up to Edinburgh and doing all different festivals.
Do you really?
On the streets, yeah. So I started box of props, off you go.
With magic, doing magic?
Yeah, then I got into magic.
Right.
That's where I met Adam Bloom, believe it or not, because Adam...
Oh, he's great.
He's superb at magic. And there was a shop... In Highbury, magic shop in Highbury. It's not there anymore. And I used to go in and buy all my props and stuff. It's called Alan Allen's Magic Shop.
Yeah, well, Alan Allen was Adam Bloom's mentor.
He was.
Yeah.
That's how I met them, because
right.
I used to go in there. This is before Adam Bloom got into comedy, and Adam was always in there.
Yeah.
And I just got to know them, and then, of course, years down the line, you bump into Adam, wait a minute, you're the guy in the magic shop.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
So, you know...
Well, Adam invents magic tricks as well. He's just awesome. If you ever work with him, you've got to ask him to show you a few bits and bobs, because it'll just blow your mind.
Yeah, he's
I'll tell you, he should go on that show with Penn and Teller. That show called Fool Us that John Archer's just won.
Okay.
They get to if they win the show, if they get to fool Penn and Teller. They get to support Penn and Teller in their Las Vegas show at the Rio.
Okay.
Yeah. So a really good prize there. So maybe I should speak to Adam about that, actually.
But yeah, I mean, that's how I started, doing props and things like that. And I still incorporate some of it in my set now.
Yeah.
You know? So it's nice to be able to go back to the props if need be. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And loads of stuff going on for you. You've got Joke Club. You're building that empire.
Yep, Joke Club's going well at the moment. It's looking really nice. www.jokeclub, club with a K, klub.com.
Lovely.
And
also, I need to get you on Twitter. You've got like a Joke Club thing
on Twitter.
You've got
yeah.
a presence for Joke Club, but you haven't got a presence for Miles Crawford.
No, I didn't.
I really need to get you on it.
Okay.
I need to convince you.
I shall do it, but I did it for Joke Club. We're on Twitter, Facebook group, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We're done. You've just done a giggling Facebook group.
I have.
Which is brilliant.
I have. I'm trying. I want to get the message out to people, sort of with a message each month, saying when the next gig's on and stuff like that.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's been nice speaking to you, mate.
Well, good speaking to you, and we'll probably do another audio boo while we're out here at some point.
Okay.
All right. So, for the time being, thank you very much.
Cheers,
and I'll speak to you a little bit later.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.